Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. We're a little early today.
I went early. I forgot.
No, that's okay. It's not a problem because I have a statement I would like to make before the show starts officially. Reused throughout yesterday's program was in communication with me via email and text and kept wanting to return to my impressive announcement the previous day that the Sixers would not just lose the game in Miami, but would get blown out.
Which they did.
And Rhea kept saying, you know, I did a tribute to you at the beginning of the show, but it didn't feel sufficient.
No.
And I said to her, enough with that, Rhea. It's not about my ego. I'm paid to be right about these things. And
every
that's
once
why
in a while, blind squirrel.
No blind squirrel. I was right about that. I took no joy in it, Al. In fact, the thing is, I was home.
Did you bet it?
Work the next day. I watched it. Yeah, I bet it all right.
Did you win money like me, though?
I did not win money like you. And I would just like to say that this show, there will be no tributes to me on this show.
Yeah, okay.
I have important things to discuss.
All righty then.
Now the show officially begins, and I would like to say this. All right, first of all, Al, you're right about, you got a big sports event tonight in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Game 6, season on the line.
Huge. Mm-hmm.
In the prime of Joel Embiid's career. That sports drama you can't buy. You can watch any TV show you want anywhere. You're not going to get any more drama than you will get at Wells Fargo Center tonight. Al's bitching because it's 7 o'clock tonight.
It's a little early.
All the better. Uh-huh. All the better. More time to get excited. It's going to be great. If you're out there with tickets, please call me because I want to make sure you're not going to do what the car dealer did and fall asleep courtside during a big playoff game. Please don't do that. Now, we got that story to do. There's another massive event tonight. You will be at halftime or close to it when it happens. Eagles schedule. 2022. And you know who we're bringing on, Al, to talk about it?
Who?
Somebody whose family will be affected directly by it. The wonderful wife of Jason Kelce.
Ah.
Kylie Kelce's coming
up. Cool.
Now, I don't know what it's about. Kylie has reached my people, and she has indicated that they're going to require my services for something.
That would be Rhea, probably, right?
Actually, no, his other people, Cindy.
I have other people. Another person. I have other people.
It's usually Rhea.
Yeah.
And I guess Kylie is going to ask a favor of me on the air. And you know what? If I'm helping people, I'm there.
Anything
you know
for the Kelces. Yeah. They are royalty in this town.
About the Kelces. No one ever says no to the Kelces.
No.
So that, and now both those stories will be in our first hour, as will a highly embarrassing moment for both one of the top talk show hosts at WIP. Yep. And Al, the story really did not break, although something else did. Although the wind broke. During the afternoon show.
I saw the tweet.
And Al, he did tweet to acknowledge what happened.
Yes.
And we will have it for you.
We're going to launch an investigation.
We are launching investigation now into exactly why this happened. It happened on the air. It was plain to all who have hearing. It was not acknowledged within the moment, but now it has gone viral.
Hmm.
And I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of people out there raising a stink.
Detective Brown's going to be on the case.
That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, we will deal with the embarrassment that one of our WIP hosts, a legendary host, is now facing in public.
This is why Ray Dinger's retiring.
That's the first hour of the show. All right, so we got a lot to do today, and I'm going to start with this. Now, I did, I was not here. I did offer, I actually offered both Rhea and the boss at WIP, if you want me to work after the big game Tuesday night, I'll come in Wednesday.
That's all right.
They said that's all right. Yeah. exactly
I might have said that.
But it didn't matter because I was home and I was stewing. And the reason I was stewing is very simple. And it calls to mind something that Doc Rivers said a couple of days ago. Doc Rivers made a very simple statement.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the game, and you will see what happened in Game 5, and you will understand the psychology of two different NBA teams.
Mm-hmm.
The psychology of the Sixers, it is a sensitive team, prone to highs and lows, but no real psychological intensity on a nightly basis.
Mm-hmm.
Ruben Amar, you played in big games as a player. You were GM during one of the great runs of one of our teams in this city. How do you explain not showing up for a game five, a huge game in a playoff city series that will maybe determine your fate?
It's confounding to me.
Isn't it?
It is the most confounding thing about the NBA in general.
Right.
How teams can just mail it in during the playoffs.
I don't get it.
And it's not the only the Sixers. There's other teams doing the same thing.
Last night a team got beat by 50.
I don't expect my team to do it.
It is the most insane thing I've ever seen in the playoffs.
Now,
I don't get it.
I'll say this. I don't like the way Doc is coaching since he didn't inspire his team. But I am impressed with his unusual honesty. Because yesterday, Al, getting ready for the big game 6 tonight, he talked about how much more the Heat wanted it than his team.
It's the same opponent. It just can't be the same results, and it can't be the same effort. It can't be the same a lot of things, and we know that. So it was just watching it again and then again the third time this morning. It was a game you can't use a lot of tape from, because there was not a lot of good there. But give Miami credit. I just thought they were so much more physical. Thought they played harder. I thought they were more locked in. And that's something that we should have been, but we were not.
Right, then he discussed the obvious follow-up is, well, wait a minute. Isn't everybody desperate? When you're in a game 5-time 2-2, isn't there desperation for everybody? Here's desperation.
It should always be a desperate team. Honestly, it's the playoffs. Every game is desperate. I watch game 3 and 4, the Milwaukee games. That was desperate, by both teams. And that's how you have to perform. And you have to expect Miami to play desperate, too. You have to expect their best and then beat them.
Oh, no. Let me make it clear. Miami will play desperate. And now I will tell you why. See, when you're saying all this stuff, how you go, I don't know. Rube just said it was confounding. It was surprise. It was confusing. How do you not play a game 5? It's real simple. Just look at the two stars. That's how you'll know. Joel Embiid, game 5. Did he look all in?
Body language was terrible from the start.
Now, there's lots of you can use whatever theory you want. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Right? MVP didn't win. He's upset.
He's injured.
He just pouted through the game. He's got 100 injuries. He hurt himself again with the back. He's thrown himself into the seats. He's still giving you effort, but he's doing it and not leading. You understand? He is not setting a tone for the other players on his team. Meanwhile, Jimmy Butler is. Are you? Just watch the game. Watch what he's doing. Watch what Embiid's doing, and you'll see the psychology of two teams. And here is Doc talking about Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, we got to get in his airspace. Jimmy is so comfortable right now. It's really been 3 games in a row where he's just doing everything he can that he wants to do. So there's adjustments we can make. Some we really don't want to have to make, but we may have to.
Listen closely, because every once in a while, when I don't even expect it, I see a revelation of what's really happening. And the thing that the Sixers lack is something they actually once had. Jimmy Butler, a catalyst. You saw this on teams. You saw what players could do on your team. Frankly, I hate to use this as an example. Lenny Dykstra.
Oh, absolutely.
Am I right?
When you're going good,
right?
That's the perfect right. player to have on your team.
And a constant emphasis, Darren Dalton. Am I right?
No question.
Always?
No.
Chase Utley.
Yeah.
When you're looking at this team, do you see somebody who fills that role?
There's no ass on the team.
There's no ass.
You have to be in
there's no energy.
Yeah.
There's no catalyst. There's no negative. Sometimes you need a guy who's stirring up stuff.
Allen Iverson.
Iverson had it for sure. Iverson had it times 10.
Correct.
These guys don't have it, but Jimmy did. Now, I want you to listen, because Jimmy's the story. You'll see Jimmy tonight. You even say it before, Al. There will be people who quietly are going, well, if we don't win, I love Jimmy.
They'll be quiet about it.
If you don't love Jimmy Butler, you don't love sports, because that's what it's about. What he does behind closed doors, what he does in those meetings, how he treats his teammates, all that, that's one thing. And I'm not going to tell you that's great. But I'm going to tell you, when you watch that man on the court, he is an assassin. He wants to beat you no matter where he's playing or what he's doing. Here's Jimmy. Was it yesterday, Joe, or after? It was yesterday. Here's what he had to say about getting excited early.
I told the team back, like, we just did what we were supposed to do. I don't think winning at home was a surprise to anybody. They did what they were supposed to do the past two games. Now we're supposed to go and win one on the road, do the hard job. I think we're capable of it if we get some stops. And then, you know, if shots fall, shots fall. So what? But it's a hard place to play. I've played there before, being in the Sixers jersey. I know how that crowd gets. But we got to go in there. We need this. We do.
I'm watching these games, and I'm lusting after Jimmy Butler.
Because
That's what I, as a sports fan, that's what I love. You understand? You're watching it. You're a GM.
I loved every
he's
minute.
He's got heart.
He's got heart.
Embiid, some games he's got heart. Some games he doesn't. Good luck. I'm not sure which one you're going to get. We'll see tonight. I guess tonight he'll have it because the fans are all cheering him on. I need a guy who brings that every game because that's the kind of guy that makes you a champion. Without your teams, I don't think you win without Utley.
It's not, right? It's a difficult thing for a guy that big. Meant to be able to do that at an effort level that a guy like Jimmy Butler can do it. It sounds weird, but I just don't know if he can do it.
One more from Butler, and this is why they're so good when they play at home.
My teammates, my coaches, this entire organization really believe in the player that I am, the player that I've become over the years. So they allow me to be me here. They allow me to just hoop and not say too much and, you know, good, bad, and different. They rocking with me. And I think that's the best feeling to have, especially right now in the playoffs.
And that is a direct shot at one man, Brett Brown. Do you understand that? Brett Brown, Al, 2 years ago, had a decision to make. Did he want to keep Ben Simmons or did he want to keep Jimmy Butler? And they could have signed Butler to a max deal. He loved Embiid. They had a tremendous relationship. They came damn close. That was the quadruple doink year.
Yep.
That's as close as they may ever get during the post-tank era. And Brett Brown said, no, I got to take care of my family friend, and I got to take care of a guy. I know how to coach Ben better than I do Butler because he's a handful. And that's why. So I have been told, Al, that Brett Brown is back in the area.
Yeah.
If you see him somewhere in the area, just very kindly go up to him and thank him for ruining the tank era. Because that decision will come back to haunt you. If Jimmy Butler is ever holding up a trophy this year, Al, that will be the ultimate thing. All right, I'm going to open this up now. I just want you to know. Butler, Embiid. Watch the two of them. You'll know why. The Heat, one more games in the season and are leading in this series. That's all you need to see. 215-592-9494. We got awesome prizes today. And here's what I'm looking for. Al, I no longer do this because about 2 years ago I went really high tech. But prior to that, I was using the iPod.
Oh, yeah, done.
The iPods, 2 days ago, they discontinued manufacturing the iPod.
I can't believe they were still doing it.
It was around for 20 years.
Yep. Wow.
Exactly 20 years. I need you to tell me something we no longer use.
Hmm.
Anything that we once used and no longer use is on the list. And today's judge is Ruben Amaro Jr. because he went to Stanford. 215-592-9494. Jump on now for a great prize. Scott's up first from Barrington. Hi, Scott.
Brother Angelo, morning crew. Brother Rube, what's good with you?
What's happening, Scott?
Scott, what are you thinking right now? Am I onto something here with the Butler factor?
Oh, absolutely, Brother Angelo. You solved the case. Just to think, we can blame, of course, Ben for this and the other thing, debacle when he, didn't show up in games. But Brett Brown, man, and he's no longer here. It's amazing. You want Butler, he left, and now Brett Brown's not here. That doesn't make any sense to me. It's mind-boggling. But that mindset.
All right, hold on. I got to stop you for a second because people have to track what's happened in the last 3 years with Brett Brown. Brett Brown out for a period of about half a year. Was not just the head coach. He was really the personnel guy.
Yeah.
He brought in Elton Brand, but he was making the personnel decisions, all right? He was the one that didn't want Butler around anymore.
Well, that was my question. He was a GM.
Elton Brand was there, but he had just started, and all the power was in the hands of Brett Brown. Yeah. That was 3 years ago. 3 years later, he is not a GM. He is not a head coach. He is not an assistant coach. He is nothing. So how do you, Scott, go from the top of the heap, one of the most influential voices in the NBA, to completely out of work and totally irrelevant that quickly?
That happened to me.
Oh, that's real. Wow. This was an awkward moment.
Wow.
This was awkward.
You went on to manage.
You went on to
coach. Oh, sure. I went to coach.
Yeah.
No, you were at least an assistant.
Yeah,
I will acknowledge the awkwardness of that sequence. That was not perfect. But Scott,
take two.
How did he is? Do you realize right now Brett Brown's unemployable? Scott,
it's amazing. It's amazing. All the damage he did, like he did the damage and just skipped town.
Yeah, that's it. 7 years. You know how much money he made?
Oh yeah, he's probably on an island holding. He's on an island smoking a cigar or something.
I don't know where he is, but wherever he is, I don't want to see him. Scott, give me right now something we no longer use.
Something in honor of a phone, if I want to say. I'm going to say a telephone booth.
Telephone booth.
Ooh.
Let me tell y'all. They always do these throwback shows now. And whenever they go back to like the 80s or the 70s, they will always have a scene in a telephone booth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this will tell you we're not in current time.
Yeah, right?
I've seen that.
I never enjoyed a booth. I don't like being closed in.
Claustrophobia.
Never enjoyed it. 215. I got lines open. Dan, Gary, you guys are up next. You will get on quickly tonight. What don't we use anymore? Mm-hmm. What are we giving away today? I got a Visa gift card, $100 Visa gift card. Oh, I got an Echo Dot smart speaker. Pair of tickets to see The Who. I got a new era City Edition hat and a Boston Market gift card today. What don't we use anymore? And how do you feel? Give me your predictions for tonight and tell me what you want to see on the new Eagle schedule. Because what you're going to hear tonight will make you very happy.
Hmm.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back. Ava Graham's here with a question today. We got a couple of them, and they may seem kind of obvious, but by the end of the second question, we will have a great read on what the expectations of this city are for the Sixers in the next few days. Ava Graham, question number one.
And it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Having trouble finding the car, truck, or SUV you want? Let Armin Chevrolet make your search easy. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Who will win tonight's game at the Wells Fargo Center? Sixers? Heat.
Ruben Amaro.
Sixers.
Sixers. He said Sixers with his mic off because he doesn't want to be held responsible.
Oh.
I will say Sixers.
With your mic on.
Yep.
Well, that makes it more important.
I am bold. I press forward. This is going south.
You press forward.
I was right about the other one. I'm right tonight. The Sixers will win tonight.
Yeah, they have to win tonight.
They have to win tonight. Rhea, that will the Sixers win tonight?
Yeah.
is not a selection. Sixers or Heat?
I haven't decided yet.
Ava Graham.
I know I will bet right on it.
Ava Graham, are you on the fence right now also?
Nah, I'm going Sixers.
Sixers.
Well, that was said with a lot of sincerity.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have always made a practice on this radio program to air all dirty laundry, even when the dirty laundry is applicable directly to this radio station. Now, it has come out, Al. On the afternoon show yesterday, John Marks, Ike Reese, they're in a typically spirited conversation.
Right.
They've got a lot of energy. They do a phenomenal show. And then an odd thing happened, a thing that no one expected, but no one could deny. Let's listen.
Holla at your boy.
Well, I would ask the rhetorical question of how do you come out with little energy and...
That is precisely the way it was heard.
A whole new meaning.
On WIP. Now, Joe Wechter has been working on this all morning. Joe, have you isolated the sound in question? Let's hear.
It's a whole new meaning to on the air.
All right. Ike Reese has owned up to it. He did not own up to it in the moment. And in a shocking twist, this would not have happened on my if I were running things. Mm-hmm. I would have immediately called him out on it. John Marks, obviously classier, let it slide.
Yeah, that's it. When literally. Ike let it slide.
He literally let it slide.
He let it slide. Probably. We don't know.
Like a trombone.
We cannot even. All right, Joe, stop it. We cannot even at this point, Al, ascertain if you know, the after effects.
We can ascertain.
No. And it even got me thinking, you know, I have a brand new little grandson.
Right.
Right. Little Dutchie.
Dutchie.
And Al, if you recall recently, Dutchie had a similar situation. So, yeah. Joe, do you have Dutchie? We don't have Dutchie. Right, we're going to have Dutchie for you in a second.
Compare the two.
Angelo.
Well,
did you see the tweet that Ike put out?
Well, Ike, could you read the
tweet? I heard
tweet?
It.
No. I
read it this
Yeah, once you do a tweet, I don't know that you have to put another one out.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay, I get
it. Go ahead. What did he say?
So he said, breaking, I let one go on air today.
All right.
Then he puts, didn't cut the mic off first. Hashtag
what?
My bad.
What?
Meaning, he was
no
gonna,
way.
He was,
no way.
Knew he was going to do it.
It's a cough button. I didn't know that it was for everything.
I have a statement to make. In the 32 plus years of this show,
yo,
no one here has ever cut off a mic to break wind. And
how do you
and
know
that includes Jonesy, who does it often and does it with pride. With pride. That is really, can we try to get John Marks on? I want to know how common it is what Reese is doing, and I want to know what his pregame meal is. What's he eating?
Yeah, is he just like
what's
in
he
here
doing? Is he
like
having a bean soup or something? What's that about?
It's a great fart
damn,
sound.
Mike,
all right, now do we? All right, here's the one that little Dutchie out. Dutchie was only a week old at the time. Here's Dutchie. I gotta be honest with you. Ooh.
He farted.
God, that's right. Horrible.
Doubled
oh,
up.
Oh, wow, that was. Yeah. Advantage, Dutchie. Let's go to. I told you we tackle these issues. We don't duck away. Although if I was in the studio, I might have ducked away. Dan's up from Levittown. Hi, Danny.
Hey, what's going on,
Danny? You watching Butler here?
Am I watching Butler?
Yeah. What are you seeing when you see Jimmy Butler?
I'm seeing Jimmy Butler will never win a championship his entire life.
All right. Are you calling from Stupidville?
When Jimmy's been in the league for how long?
Oh, and now, yeah, how long's MB been in the league? How long are all these guys in the league? What are you talking about? Why is Butler not going to win anything?
They had the big three. They had Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler. They lost to Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, because at that time.
Get over Jimmy Butler. He's done, dude.
You're a moron, Dan.
He's done.
Dan, is everybody in Levittown as dumb as you are?
Dude, you ride Jimmy Butler so hard, bro.
Because he's good. Because I've been watching sports for 71 years, and I know a champion when I see one. What the hell is wrong with you? Is something wrong with you? Are you a moron?
Go to Miami. You belong in Miami.
Yeah, all right. Maybe I will. I'm going to retire anyway. Most people.
You don't belong in Philadelphia no more.
Dan, don't go any further. Or this is going to get ugly.
What happened?
He hung up. He knew.
What did he know?
No, this guy's about to get physical.
Oh, well, then.
With whom?
With Ruben, not with me. Ruben's a guy who lifts weights and stuff. Come on. Why do you think we bring in these extra former athletes out?
Well, I don't know.
They're like a bouncer. Know. It's a bouncer. If somebody bursts through that door, don't you think Ruben
Jonesy?
Or Merrill? No. If somebody bursts through that door, he would have to deal with Ruben and Merrill long before they got to us. Tell him, Ruben.
That's probably true.
I
think that.
And Ruben, can you handle yourself, Ruben?
Oh, okay.
He would just point at you.
No, I'm going to tell you something.
Go get him.
I've studied Ruben and Merrill during those bench-clearing brawls.
Yeah, what?
Oftentimes, Al, when the bullpen was running in from the outfield, he would meet him halfway and duck a couple of them right in the face.
Now, you see me on the environs, you know.
Anyway, that was a good start. Let's go to Gary next. Hi, Gary.
Hey, morning, guys. Listen, this Embiid with this moping around.
Yep.
I called it early. He's going to get beat up in the playoffs. Just watching this guy, I can't stand it anymore. Go! I want the Heat to just finish this thing already.
All right, what's bothering you the most about Embiid, Gary?
He just mopes around. Hey, woe is me. I'm hurt. I'm so soft. I hang at the top of the key. I mean, let's hope the Heat just knocks and get rid of this thing already. It's just, and the yo-yo. One game they're good, one game they're not good. It's so frustrating to watch.
All right, but they're really, when you have an entire team that doesn't show up the way they did on Game 5, you have to wonder how that can happen. Yo, if you're not showing up for the 6-7 months of the regular season, you always have the excuse the season's too long. None of these games matter. We're in the playoffs. What's the difference, right? When you get to a pivotal game, a game that could lead for you closing the series out at home, and you don't show up, Gary, at that point, somebody's got to figure out what the hell happened. And my theory is you don't have a catalyst. You don't have one guy who can truly get that whole team up and ready to play at their best. And Embiid is not able to do that.
No, we totally miss Butler. We used to be so intense. Well, we had Moses and Doc. You remember Moses?
Mo Cheeks. But here's the thing, Gary. And so I brought up Butler, and I went, just look at the other team. Watch the game. Watch the game, and you will see Butler. You do see the difference, don't you, Gary?
Oh, absolutely.
Because that guy from Levittown is so stupid. Maybe he's not watching the games. If you're watching the games, you can see.
Yeah, I used to live in Levittown. They're all idiots up there.
Are they all dumb? Can I be honest with you? I have never been to Levittown, and now I'm never going.
Because
that guy is a moron. He may be the mayor for all I know. What do I know?
Yeah, they're idiots.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm glad you cleared that up for me, Gary. Gary, give me something you don't use anymore.
Encyclopedias.
That's a great one.
I love
that. Remember, Ruben Amar. You know what? Al, doesn't it mean something to still have it in your hand?
It means you're an idiot.
What?
Why would you need another? You go on the Google. It's right there.
Yeah.
Would you need a book?
It takes up space.
Then when you move, you're going to have to get rid of them. It's waste of a forest. You kill the forest to read about the animals in the forest when you can just go online.
I know, but there's a man who spent a year of his life reading and memorizing an entire encyclopedia.
Why?
His name was Jacobs, A.J. Jacobs, something like that. And he wrote a book about it. And all I could think is, okay, he read the encyclopedia. How much does he remember the next month?
What do you even need to know half of that stuff?
Some of it you need to know.
You don't need to know almost anything that they tried to teach you.
No, you would like to know how fast an antelope runs.
No.
But a lot of stuff is false now.
You know,
they screwed
he's right.
It all up.
A lot of it now, Al, is dated.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
it's not that right anymore. Encyclopedia is a good one. Let me get Gary up here because this is the next thing we're going to be talking about. Oh, hold on a minute. John Marks is checking in with us right now. John, he goes around here, he goes by the nickname Skids. Let's go to John. John Marks is here. Hi, John. John Marks, are you there?
Me. What's up, guys?
All right, John. So when this thing happened with Ike, did you hear it in real time?
No. And then Jack and Ike are like talking to each other off the air through each other's headphones, and I'm getting annoyed because I'm talking. I'm trying to make my great points on the air, and I'm like, what are these guys talking about? What's so funny?
Yeah.
And then I find out as Jack plays the sound a couple minutes later.
All right, so you are now. All right, so here's the thing, John. So there was no after effect from what he let go.
So I'm in Rhea's studio, so I'm in a different studio.
Oh, interesting.
Are
you in that studio, John, because Reese has kind of a reputation for this kind of thing?
Well, you know what? Maybe it was. I didn't know it, but maybe that's one of the reasons why I'm not in there.
All right, now hold on. There's one thing in here that's bothering me a lot, all right, in this tweet that he sent out, John. Not the tweet that he did in the studio, the second tweet. He said, I forgot to turn my mic off. So, John, is this the kind of thing he does regularly, but this time it was on the air?
I would have to guess that if he forgot to turn his mic off, yes, this would be something that happens on a regular basis. Now, to Ike's defense, we did just have pizza about 45 minutes previous, so the cheese must have hit him early, or earlier than he thought.
If it hit him worse, would they have hit the dump button?
All right, so, John, here's the bottom line, though, John. In my estimation, this is just me. Of everybody who works at WIP, you, to me, are the consummate professional.
Absolutely. Right?
So this here is kind of like slightly soils the reputation of your show. Will you take... will you take Ike aside and maybe fix this thing for future situations, John?
Well, we can't be going down the Jonesy path, right?
No, you can't.
Snowball
yes.
from here.
No. Exactly.
That's the biggest thing. We have to make sure that this is a one-time thing, and we are dumping, or we are turning microphones off. Yes.
Yeah. John Marks, one last thing.
Yeah.
In your long and great career in radio, have you ever done that?
Have I ever forgot to turn?
No.
Have I passed gas on the air? Yes.
Oh, you have?
Sure.
Do you know yes. I never have, Al?
Come on.
Has it turned up on the air? No.
Oh.
All right, but you did do it.
Yes, of course I have. Sometimes it's silent. Other times, you know, if you feel like it's not going to be silent, turn the microphone off, right. Put it back on, and you're fine. That's one of the advantages of sitting in your own studios. You don't have to worry about that.
Mark, you know what I'm most impressive here?
What?
Your show starts at 2 p.m., and you're awake at 6:30.
He's got three small children.
What the hell's wrong with you, John?
Well, Angelo, I have a 10-month-old that has four teeth coming in up top.
Ah,
he's been yelling all night long, right. So I've been up longer, but much longer than
ouch.
Just the last few minutes.
All right, well, make sure you don't eat anything gassy before the show today, all right, John?
I'll try.
John, great. Thanks for checking in, pal. John Marks, Al, on Ike Reese's. If you, Joe, one more time, could we just play this? Let's listen again.
Holla at your boy.
Well, I would ask the rhetorical question of how do you come out with little energy and...
How does he not hear that?
It's not good. It's not good.
How did John not hear that?
John made it appear that he was in the middle of a very important point he was making. Which, honestly, at that point, whatever he was saying was irrelevant. 215.
Knocked the wind out of him.
215-592-9490. If we come back... I don't care about anybody else. There's another story just as big as Game 6 tonight. It's the Eagles schedule. I got some great takes on that.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now we come back. All right, welcome back at 9:43, ladies and gentlemen, at 8 o'clock tonight. There isn't often that you have a sports event that you already know is going to bring joy.
Mm-hmm.
I can offer you no guarantees on Game 6 at Wells Fargo Center. No guarantees, Al. There's no way to know which Sixer team will show up. I think the real will in Game 6 with the crowd and all that stuff. But I will guarantee you that at 8 o'clock, when the Philadelphia Eagles schedule comes out, you will feel nothing less than joy. Because this, in my estimation, all these years out, will be the easiest schedule the Eagles have ever had. We've been here over three decades. Easiest schedule ever.
Think?
Last year, the Eagles were revived by the schedule.
Yes.
The second half of the schedule was so easy that it was impossible for them to not make the playoffs. They had all cookies.
Agreed.
It was a cookie parade.
It sure was.
Right? It was.
It gave us a false sense of hope.
If there was any really tough opponents toward the back end of that schedule, they were screwed. They just coasted through with bad teams. This year, the whole schedule is that way. The really? Whole schedule. Al, last year at the beginning of the schedule, you had to face the Niners, mm-hmm. the Buccaneers, and the Chiefs
yep.
here. None of those teams. No team of that caliber is on the list unless you want to say the Packers, and I have my doubts.
Well, right? Look, whenever you have Aaron Rodgers, it's tough.
Rodgers may be the closest thing to... Here are the other teams. When they unveil this at 8 o'clock, you're going to go, oh, my God. W. In fact, why don't I do this? I'll give you the first two games because I know what they are.
Oh. Reportedly, the first one.
No, not reportedly. I know. You told me an hour ago.
Yes, and I said it's rumors.
Reportedly, nothing. Game one, Al. Unfortunately, 4:05. Oh, at nice. Arizona.
Reportedly.
They stink. 1-0.
Their quarterback was actually worse in the playoffs than Jalen Hurts
they
was.
They stink 1-0. Number two, Al, is home opener Monday Night Football. The Vikings 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what else you're going to see on that schedule. All right? These are the home games, Al. You ready for this? You got the Vikings. You do have the Packers. I acknowledge that. The Titans. Are they a hot mess?
Yep.
The Steelers, are they so far past their prime years they stink now? Who's yeah. their quarterback?
Oh, they got a good coach.
They
he
stink.
Is a good coach, yeah.
Great coach.
The Saints, guess who's not there anymore?
Payton.
It's Sean Payton. And finally, Doug Peterson and the Jaguars. You got those plus your three stiff division opponents. Al, 8-0?
No.
7-1?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, here's this, because I'm in a generous mood.
Mm-hmm.
6-2.
All right.
I'm with you on 6-2.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking the old way. You get an extra home game this year. 7-2.
Oh.
There's an extra home game. There's an extra home game this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that all plays out, but there's an extra home game. All right. Well, you'll see it all at 8 o'clock today. The road schedule is cookie land as well. This is the year. Away. You want to hear who they're away? Remember, you got the division guys. Al, away. The Bears, awful. Lions, worse. Cardinals, I mentioned. Colts, they don't have Wentz anymore. They are no longer a threat without number 11.
They have Matt Ryan. Right?
He 47? And the Texans. Rhea.
Well, they're a train wreck.
Rhea.
Where are you going to go?
Awful teams.
Where are you going to take your trip this year?
It's no, like, I guess you go to Chicago.
You don't want to go to Arizona. Who wants to go to Arizona in the first week of September?
You're going to Chicago.
I guess.
Chicago's
a beautiful
great
city.
Town.
It's a beautiful town.
It's a great
That's
town.
Your best trip. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you now that there's not a chance I would predict anything under 12 victories before the schedule comes out.
Really?
No. 12-5 is the worst you could possibly do. We got A.J. Burner. I don't know if you heard. Did you hear about A.J. Burner?
Oh, I've heard.
I'm telling you right now, Al, I don't know what's going to happen with the Sixers. You will feel joy at 10 p.m. when you see the entire Eagles schedule in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, wow, I wonder who we'll face in the first round of the playoffs. Will we get the bye? It's the easiest schedule they've ever had.
Nice.
Gary's on the line. Gary follows this stuff. He knows what I'm talking about. He is from Whitehall. Hi, Gary.
Angel, I love your thinking. I'm right there with you, buddy.
Oh, it's cookie land. I think they should get Nabisco to sponsor the schedule.
Can we get some whipped cream on top of that?
Yes. Let the whipped cream will be the playoffs where we coast to the Super Bowl. I love this season, Gary. I love my team and I love my schedule.
You couldn't draw it up any better right now, Angelo.
No. So, Gary, all right, 8 o'clock. Rhea, do you know how they actually give this out? How's it done? When will you have access to the whole schedule?
I think they kind of piecemeal it almost right. like the NCAA selection show.
Yeah.
Like I think they start with certain divisions. So I think that's how it's
okay.
going
to
go.
Gary, here's what to do, all right? If you have access to the schedule, don't go to it right away. Watch the Sixers game. In every Sixers game, there's a bad lull. where the Heat go on like a 12-0 run. When they're going on a run and you're getting depressed, then look at the schedule. Because the schedule is like, even people with clinical depression will not be depressed when they see that
schedule.
It'll
be a pick-me-up.
Oh, it is, Gary, this is going to be awesome. Wait till you see this thing.
And Angelo, I don't think the Heat are going to go on a 12-0 run. I think the Sixers are going to dominate tonight.
Wow. All right, so you think it will go to a game seven?
Yes. So they're not going to fall 2 years short again, losing at home.
All right, hold on, Gary. I want to make sure it's clear. We can put this in the update. Are you saying that you think Joel Embiid will not mope around tonight?
I think the whole team is not going to mope around tonight.
All right, good. That's good news. So I guess he got over the MVP thing. Is that what we're saying now?
Yeah.
No, I just think I think your star tonight is going to be Maxey.
All right. Well, you know what? Nasty is good. I like Nasty.
Gary. You said Maxey.
Maxey.
Oh, Maxey.
The star of the night is going to be Nasty.
This is why I'm retiring. Yeah. The hearing's going. Yep. It's going. All right, without further ado, Gary, give me something like an iPod we no longer use.
How about the Rand McNally roadmap?
A roadmap. Wow. Al, do you still enjoy a roadmap?
No.
Oh, we have Google.
I never, never
Here's
enjoy
it. The irony of it. All right, so now I get this high-tech car.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what pops up on the screen?
A map.
A map.
Yeah.
The map's on the screen.
Yeah.
I never knew how to read a map when I had it in front of me.
Well, they read it to you now.
Yeah, now the lady says, take a left.
Yeah.
So I just do what she says. All right, let me just, I got to read this for you because Rhea's been doing some great research behind the scenes. A couple of things. Mm-hmm. All right. First of all, on this Jimmy Butler thing, this was Keith Pompey reporting. That Brett Brown simply no longer wanted to coach Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote, Keith Pompeo, who's covered the Sixers for years for the Inquirer,
mm-hmm.
I'm here to tell you that Brown wanted no part of coaching Butler again. He went so far as to call certain players to voice his concern and to get those players on his side. Some of the people in Ben Simmons' camp also did not want Butler back. Neither did some of the assistant coaches.
Mm-hmm.
This is a matter of public record.
Oh, yeah. It was a big issue.
And furthermore, I want to play this for you because this is mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. All right? This is Jimmy Butler about a year ago on J.J. Redick's podcast.
Okay.
And he was talking about playing here and how frustrated it became because he didn't know who was running the team. Listen.
As a player, I didn't know who the in charge. I think that was my biggest thing. I didn't know what the f- to expect whenever I would go into the gym, whenever I go into the plane, whenever I go into the game. I think I was as lost as the next month, and just so much going on any given day. I was like, "Yep, I guess I'm just here to work." I didn't even know who to talk to.
So this tells you why Jimmy Butler is a member of the Heat now. Brett Brown is the number one reason that he is not here, and if they lose this series, you should turn your immediate attention to Brett Brown and ask yourself what the hell happened and why he has gone undercover since then. I would like some explanation for Brett Brown of why the best player on the court in this round is a guy he discarded. I would like to know that.
He just wouldn't answer questions, remember?
Yep.
After the Milwaukee series, that's when it all
came
apart. It was obvious that he's right. Who's running the team? Is it Simmons and Embiid? Is it Embiid?
Yeah.
Is it the coach?
He didn't know.
He was like, you know, who's going to get the ball? Remember, they didn't even know who the who the point guard was going
to
be.
No.
They decided during the series to hand it over to Butler, and said that was ridiculous.
In the middle of the playoff series, they gave Jimmy Butler the point guard job.
He
should have had it the whole time.
Yeah, but you don't want it.
From the minute he got here, do you understand?
If you want to be a good teammate, you don't want it.
Let me try to explain again why, even though they knew that Butler was a much better point guard than Simmons, why they didn't hand it just to Jimmy from the day he got here. Because Brett Brown was good friends with the family of Ben Simmons, and he always coddled Ben Simmons.
Correct.
You understand? Brett Brown was always going to favor Simmons over any other player because he knew his father. Because they went back to Australia together. Uh-huh. That is not a way to run a team, and that is not a way to coach a team. Are you with me, Ruben?
I am with you.
You are?
If that's true, then
what do you mean if it's true? Yeah. If it's true, you're questioning my information?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
No, you're not. 215. I'm getting to you because in the 7 o'clock hour, I have some gold.
All right.
Courtesy of Gabe Kaplan.
Oh.
And now the Phillies won a series. Reese Hoskins hit a grand slam. By the way, I knew he was going to do it.
What the hell? He hadn't hit anything.
I knew it. I wish I had bet on it. But here's the thing. All right. I have decided I know why I can't stand Joe Girardi. It's clearer now to me than ever.
I miss Gabe Kapler.
It happened during the game, and then it happened again after the game. And now I turn back to the Gabe Kapler era, and I remember it with fondness. 215-592-9490. We come back. We're going up to New York, Al. Yaron Weitzman wrote a book called Tanking to the Top. He knows all of the inner workings of the Sixers in the period when Jimmy Butler was here. He will explain why the best player on the court in this series was a Sixer and isn't any longer. You don't want to miss it. It's next. WIP Sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.